Nolte, Biden cronies accused of withholding coronavirus resources for political purposes. By John Nolte on April 8, 2020. Joe Biden's campaign is offering to help states receive coronavirus resources through its own private connections. Let me repeat that for the CNN impaired. Joe Biden is offering to help states get their hands on coronavirus resources through his own private connections. In other words, rather than offer these much-needed resources to the federal government or even the state and local governments, Biden's connections are offering them to his campaign so Biden can pretend to be president while he hides out in his Delaware basement. And Joe Biden is okay with that. This is not a joke. This is really happening during the worst week of a pandemic where we are losing upwards of 1,000 Americans a day. In the early hours of Monday morning, Joe Biden's campaign sent an email to state leaders offering to connect them with desperately needed coronavirus resources. In the email obtained by the Post, Biden's political chief of staff Stacey Eichner told state officials that the former VP's presidential campaign had received a significant number of offers from organizations and people eager to offer resources. Per the New York Post, the Biden campaign email reads in part, "In this moment of national emergency, we are eager to connect those offering help with those in need of it. We would like to provide these individuals and organizations with a way to reach your offices directly," Eichner wrote, asking each office to assign a contact person if they were interested. What in the world is going on here? Why are businesses friendly with Joe Biden offering Joe Biden these resources instead of offering them directly to the government? And why in heaven's name is Joe Biden playing along? Why is Biden not telling these companies, what the hell's the matter with you? This is no time for partisan politics, and if you're not offering this stuff to the government in the next 5 minutes, I'm releasing your names to the media. We're in the middle of a pandemic. People are dying. And you're playing politics? You seriously think it would look good for me to play shipping clerk? To slow this entire process down, to muddy the waters in this way while 1,000 Americans die every day? Are you out of your minds? You got 5 minutes, pal. Five. But that's not what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden did not blast these companies for offering him some secret stash of critical resources that they are not offering directly to the governments that need them. No, what Joe Biden did was decide to play president resource broker. Which is not only the act of sociopath during a time like this. It is indeed making it more difficult for the states to do their jobs. A senior advisor in one governor's office who received the email said the Biden campaign was making their jobs really difficult by operating outside of the federal process and by refusing to engage with the administration's efforts. It actually makes our job harder. We have a process in place for deploying and acquiring resources, as well as engaging in missions, the source said. The Post source also hit the nail on the head about the appalling immorality of this. Having a group operating outside of that process complicates things and smells of cronyism, he added. It also begs the question of why aren't these companies working with the feds directly? Or if they are, why are they holding back needed resources for political reasons? Oh, and the Biden campaign confirmed to the Post that this email went out to all 50 states. Can you imagine the media reaction if we were in the middle of the 2016 election? Barack Obama was in the middle of fighting a pandemic, and Donald Trump was emailing the states about his special connections, his ability to use his political cronies to get resources out to the states that his political cronies had not offered to the government? I want the names of these goddamned companies. How is this anything other than political sabotage at the expense of human life? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.